setting out detailed objective and facts-based review on the events, as well as recommendations to improve the police practice and procedures. In May this year, the police has completed follow-up actions on all the 52 recommendations by the IPCC based on extensive research and comprehensive internal reviews, and altogether introduced 78 improvement measures on its practices and procedures. In response to questions relating to the interception of commission and surveillance ordinance, our member have raised many questions and require many statistics that we will provide later in writing. But I'd like to stress that the interception of communication and surveillance ordinance provides a stringent statutory framework for regulating the conduct of interception and covert surveillance by law enforcement agencies. Under the ICSO, no public officer shall carry out any interception or covert surveillance unless authorized by a panel judge or a designated authorizing officer. I must stress that all operations under the ICSO must be for the purpose of preventing or detecting serious crimes or protecting public security and must meet the proportionality and necessity test. An independent commissioner on interception of communications and surveillance, who by law must be a judge or a former judge, has the statutory duty to monitor the implementation of the ICSO requirements. This concludes my remarks today. I'd like to pass it to Mrs. Liu.
Morning, Chairman and members. Members had raised quite a number of questions regarding the national security law. I will try to answer them in the order that they are raised. The first batch of questions are raised by Mr. Balkin as follow-up to what I've explained to members yesterday. First issue, regarding the remedies for violation in case where cases are handled in the mainland, the remedies will be provided as per what is provided for in the mainland law. Regarding the question as to members' participation in exchange with the UN, I should stress that Hong Kong is an international city having close contact and communication with other countries, regions, and relevant international organizations. I should stress that normal interactions and activities are protected by the basic law and the local law of Hong Kong. What the national security law seeks to prevent are prevent, suppress, and punish. Actually very distinct from normal interactions. Mr. Gomez asked quite a number of members, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I will continue. Mr. Gomez asked quite a number of questions and regarding